This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The first cruise ship leaving Venice since the start of the pandemic is set to depart Saturday amid protests by activists demanding the enormous ships be permanently rerouted out of the fragile lagoon, especially through the city's historic center, due to environmental and safety risks. Italian Premier Mario Draghi's government pledged this winter to get cruise ships out of the Venice lagoon, but reaching that goal will take time. Venice has become one of the world's most important cruise destinations over the last two decades, welcoming ships carrying nearly 700,000 passengers in 2019, according to the Association Cruise Lines International. Passengers are headed towards a week-long cruise with stops in the Greek islands of Mykonos and later Croatia, but they will also pass two groups of protesters before leaving Venice: pro-cruise advocates whose jobs depend on the industry, as well as protesters belonging to a movement called No Big Ships, who have been campaigning for years to get cruise ships out of the lagoon. The United States, Britain, and other leading nations reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, in a move that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help them cope with the aftermath of COVID-19. The group of seven, or G7, large advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the, quote, significant unprecedented commitment would end what she called a race to the bottom on global taxation. The measures will first need to find broader agreement at a meeting of the G20 next month. This is VOA.